1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbite. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the 24th of August, Anno Domini 2002. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
Oh, excellent. Good. And we are Soundbite, and we're coming to you through the courtesies of 1180 WHAM, and we will be bringing you computer news, computer fun, answering your computer questions, and hopefully not making complete and utter fools of ourselves. We'll start
which
with
we had a good time doing yesterday.
Which we did have a good time doing yesterday. We were the B team or the substitutes, the pinch hitters for Bob Lonsbury yesterday. And today we're just doing the world famous sound bites, and we're going to start with Dave when it comes to the news.
Well, to no surprise, there's another for all you folks that like sharing music and everything else. A while back, there was a virus called Kazaa, and they've got another iteration of it. You know, these kids, they're not even actually kids. I think the average age of the virus writers right now, believe it or not, folks, is around 24 years old. You know what I mean? It's not like it's some...
I think they've gotten older, actually.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, so it's not some, you know, what we would typically think of some 13, 14-year-old kid. These are actually older folks with no life. So they've developed another virus that's more or less attaching itself to other files and songs that you're downloading. And the what it does is it sits there and will attach itself and then tries to populate your machine with any songs or files that you might want to share, so that in the background it'll turn around and send it on out down to those folks and automatically start downloading, because it puts another program down there, and if you don't clean it out, it's constantly downloading this virus and infected files and then passing it on to other folks, especially if you're using, guess what, Internet Explorer.
Oh. No way.
To no surprise.
So, no way.
Yep. There's another one out there, too. It's the Magistrate .DAM3, which is another one that is a little harder. The DAT files will get rid of it, but you also have to go and do some stuff manually. Both Norton and McAfee have the instructions on their website, and I highly recommend that if you do your scans and it says, and it's still got two possible files, what it's referring to is that other magistrate .DAM3 file that's there that it can't fully get rid of. You've got to download the instructions and go through that and get rid of them.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Steve, has anything of any interest at all happened in the Apple world, say, in the last 24 hours?
That's actually been pretty quiet.
Yeah. On to the Microsoft news. Oh, go ahead.
Well, pretty quiet except for the throngs of people. How many is a throng? Apple officially released OS 10.2, codenamed Jaguar, last night at its 35 retail stores and countless other Apple specialists. We at Jesse Group had a couple of dozen people come by, and Argyle was the first in line and the first to buy it.
Excellent.
I'm sure we'll be hearing from him.
I don't doubt that.
And it's been called the greatest night in Apple software history. Apple's director of macOS product marketing. Basically, in many of the Apple stores, they've had thousands of people lined up. At Palo Alto, there were 3,000 people waiting in line before the store opened. In Los Angeles, there were 1,000 people waiting in line at midnight when the store was about to close. So a lot of the stores were open until 2 or 3 in the morning. We were open until 2, until the last of the people left, running demos, seeing what OS 10.2 can do, giving away mouse pads. One of the neatest new features in 10.2 is the Sherlock Internet search engine, where it will search for a lot of different types of what Apple calls channels. There's a stock channel. You type in a couple of stock names, and it starts generating a list for you. But instead of just giving you the stock prices, it also brings up a window of news items. It brings up a stock graph. It brings up all kinds of extra information. The movie channel is also really neat, where it will give you a list of theaters based on your zip code or a list of movies near you. You click a theater, it shows you the movies. You click a movie, it shows you the times. The trailer automatically pops up in the window. Directions to the theater automatically pops up. So it's a really, really slick.
You never have to leave home.
Well, actually, to go see the movie, I suppose you would.
Sure, now.
Now, yeah. Well,
it'll be on DVD next week.
It'll be on DVD, yeah, next week. So it's really exciting. We're open today from 12 to 3 for people who didn't want to come out last night at 10:30. and there's probably still some wine and cheese left.
Oh, excellent. Oh, thanks for sharing that. On the Microsoft front, Microsoft, I hope you're sitting down, has actually disclosed some critical security flaws. Microsoft said Thursday that critical security lapses in its Office software and Internet Explorer web browser put tens of millions of users at risk of having their files read and altered by online attackers. If you're a regular listener of Soundbites, you know that that's true because we reported that 2 weeks ago. It took them quite a while to actually come out and admit that it happened, but they now actually have a patch for it, which you can download from Microsoft's TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/TechNet. That's T-E-C-H-N-E-T. The only other system that had the same problem as Internet Explorer was Conqueror on the KDE graphical user interface on Linux. They fixed that within 24 hours. Actually, I think within like 4 hours.
Wouldn't that be kind of a nice thing for Microsoft to put on their automatic software update page?
It would, but they have not done that yet. It took them 2 weeks to make a fix. So it'll probably take them a while to get it on their update page, but we'll see it there eventually. So anyone who is using either Internet Explorer or Microsoft Office should go to www.microsoft.com/TechNet. Steve is going to put that on our site, so you can go to soundbites.org, go down, scroll down, people. Use the scroll. Go down to the lower left. You'll see I heard a website on your show, and go there, and you will be able to see it on today's links in about 30 seconds, I'm expecting. But so definitely do that. That's very important. Very important to do. It's the only thing that's going to save your system from those critical security flaws.
Or never connect to the internet again. Never put in a disk again. Never.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, if you want to keep your machine secure, turn it off, lock it in a closet, seal the hard drive in fast drying cement, and you should be
safe.
Fairly safe. We're not going to say 100%, but we're going to say fairly safe. And that's it. That's it for the news.
We got, you know, I just noticed since she's got the page up over there. Folks, if you haven't been to our webpage in a while, go over and visit it. We finally got our pictures professionally done instead of the amateur photos that
we
were.
Yeah, we still look like us, but the pictures turn out better.
Yeah. Tom Bell did quite a job there.
Great job.
But check it out. You can also visit our store, which now offers the various shirts and paraphernalia, and you have the option to have our photo on the back.
Right.
So you can proclaim your support for Soundbites by visiting our store and bye.
Bye. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
For years, my dad and I have been telling you about all of the great reasons to visit Mollier Chevrolet. We finally figured, don't take our word for it. Listen to what John from Fairport has to say.
We have two kids and one on the way, so we knew it was time to get a Chevy Venture minivan. We shopped the dealers within the city, but found they were only interested in what the last dealer quoted us. Then we visited Mollier. They took the time to understand our family's needs, and guess what? We found out about options and warranties we never knew were available. Plus, without telling our sales consultant about the previous quotes, we paid less.
Hi, this is Tom Rosati from Mollier Chevrolet. With over 200 vehicles on site, starting at only $49.95, we have the vehicle you're looking for. Trucks? You have to visit Mollier's Truck Center. It's no secret. Mollier's been labeled as the specialist in trucks, SUVs, and, of course, minivans. It's no wonder we're titled as the area's only truck SUV wholesale center. In fact, we've been able to help thousands of satisfied clients find a vehicle they've been looking for under $10,000. Plus, till the end of August, we here at Mollier Chevrolet are going to give you 10% more for your trade-in than the Kelley Blue Book. It's no wonder everyone's singing,
Mollier, Mollier. We always say yes.
Hi,
I'm Jeff Least, president of MicroWorks Computers, where our motto is old-fashioned service for a high-tech world. Old-fashioned in the way we greet you and how a live person answers your call. Old-fashioned by having long-term, knowledgeable employees who won't talk over your head. Old-fashioned by realizing that we need to exceed your expectations every time you do business with us. Judging from our repeat and referral customers during our 8 years in business, I think we've been successful in meeting those goals and growing into a multi-million dollar company. MicroWorks offers a large selection of in-stock parts, including Rochester's largest supply of cables and hard-to-find parts. We custom build systems, servers, and bare bones for business and home. We offer repairs including notebook repairs, virus removal, and data recovery. And we have outside technicians for network administration and other repairs. So give us a call at 271-0050 or stop by our stores at 793 South Goodman Street or our new location in the Winjeff Plaza at 3259 Winton Road South, or see us on the web at microworks.com.
One quarter, two quarters, it's easy to throw away 50 cents. But what if you could use that 50 cents to buy some peace of mind for your family? You can by calling Matrix Direct Insurance Services. A 35-year-old man can get a quarter of $1 million term life coverage for less than 50 cents a day. A 42-year-old can get a $250,000 coverage for only 60 cents a day. Rates guaranteed 10 years. Call Matrix Direct now for some of the best rates in years from Protective Life Insurance Company, a respected insurer who's protected American families since 1907. The call is free, the quote is free, and you could save 50% or more on quality term life insurance. Call Matrix Direct now. 1-800-951-TERM. 1-800-951-TERM. Protective Value Term Policy at select preferred rates, subject to underwriting. Term life insurance form TL06. Premiums increase after 10 years. Renewable to age 96. 2-year contestable period. Ron Harris, license agent. Not available in some states.
Soundbites, America's longest running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenfield Computer Services. America's longest running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll free line at 1-800-295-1180 or *1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Wright.
I'm Rob Linson.
And we are Soundbites. Before we get back to the phones, two quick but important things. First, we'd like to thank our best friends at Bill Gray for the world's greatest cheeseburger for the world's greatest computer show. And we'd like to thank them for fueling this particular show.
But I got one issue, though.
Uh-oh.
Those car talk guys and the home repair guys, they get in these great, you know, pastries. By the time we get here, there's none left.
Yeah, get over it. You get a beautiful lunch. You don't need a beautiful breakfast after that.
Well, so, sometimes, I enjoy the Bill Gray's food. As a matter of fact, I got the soda right here in front of me. But once in a while, you know, a nice Danish would be good.
All right, thank you. Thank you for begging
us. They leave the prune danishes for us.
That's just what my system needs.
That's exactly right.
Right.
And the second important thing is there is a wonderful, wonderful product called StopZilla. StopZilla.com. StopZilla. And Steve is going to put that up on a site. StopZilla is one of those programs that prevents pop-up ads in Internet Explorer. Through the kind, generous, and magnificent auspices of the folks at StopZilla, we have a half a dozen CDs to give away. Here's the deal. We're going to give them to the first six people who want them. If you want them, here's what you need to know. They only work on Windows. They only work on Internet Explorer.
Right now, he is adapting.
He is. But the six we have, right. What we have right in front of us today is for Windows and Internet Explorer. You have to be able to come down to WHAM between the hours of 9 and 5. during the week with ID in order to pick them up. But if indeed you want them, let us know. And then after we're done with you, stay on the line. And the magnificent but very overworked Rob Linton will take your information so that when you come down, we'll know you're you. So until they're gone, you have the opportunity to get your copy, your very own personal copy of Stopzilla. Of course, if you don't get one here, you can still go to StopZilla.com and check it out and buy your own.
I like the dragon sound. We got the sound turned on down
yeah.
the shop.
I'm going to catch you something. We're going to go to the phones now, and our first caller today is Art from Brighton, patiently waiting on the line. How are you today, Art?
I'm fine, Nick. How are you?
I'm just
hey,
very peachy, thanks.
I haven't bothered you guys in a while.
Oh, it's always great to hear from you.
I have a daughter who knows a lot more than I do, and she called on me to discover that I don't know.
You didn't admit it, did you?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Oh! No, you never do.
She wants to know how to load her CD-ROM drivers into high memory. Now, I don't know anything about where to load drivers, and maybe there's a book that I ought to get her.
What version of Windows is she using, Art?
A 98 SE.
She doesn't need to load the drivers for the CD-ROM.
Yeah, that's all for DOS and Windows 3.
Yeah.
Unless she's running
and Windows 95. Windows 95, you had to play around. You had to go into, there was two places, in the auto exec and the config file. In the auto exec is where you would put device equals high, or device high.
I remember some of that stuff.
Right.
But
yeah.
Windows 98 SE, she doesn't even need the statement in her autoexec or config file.
Unless she happens...
She's using a whole pile of memory, 785 megs or something like that. And
she may be referring to disk space and not memory.
Yeah.
785 meg would be, you're right,
yeah.
a lot of memory. But that is probably not due to the drivers, since the drivers are minuscule.
A few
right.
K.
That's,
yeah.
That's
the only
what
time
I would think, but she says something's running slow, and she can't figure out what's happening to it since she loaded new drivers.
But see,
well, you shouldn't need any drivers for the CD-ROM, because Windows handles it itself.
Yeah,
that's what I would...
Rem them out
what,
in what the auto
may,
exact.
What it may be is the DOS drivers for the CD drive, so if you boot into a DOS program, it can see the CD drive.
Okay.
But without, if you're not running a DOS program, you don't need to load drivers in the auto exec.
Okay, that's all
is
I
she,
have for today. And I...
She might be going to a DOS prompt and typing mem... Which is the old DOS command to show you what memory's being used.
Right.
It's not that accurate under Windows, because Windows is sort of mimicking DOS for DOS programs to think it has as much memory as it wants.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So she may be getting a false reading.
Yeah, like
right.
you say, if the lines are in the auto exec or config, have her rem them out, because that might be doing double duty. If she's trying to load them there and Windows 98 SE can handle it, you know, by itself, you're just adding more burden to it. The other thing you might want to have her check is down in the taskbar. How many other things are running down in the taskbar that might be eating up her resources?
Yeah, that's a problem with a lot of people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And in addition, she has to worry about how many fonts she has loaded, how many icons are on the desktop, if she's got a picture loaded in the background. Those all take up additional memory.
And that would run things slower.
But eventually, sure.
Oh, yeah.
One of the big things with the pictures is that if people get, you know, like a good high-res digital camera, they'll take a 3-megapixel picture, put it on their desktop, which gets scaled down to desktop size at 72 DPI. So you only need, you know, a 50, 60K picture on their desktop, but they're running a 10-meg picture.
You're right. And how much memory does she have on the machine?
Well, she says she's got 785.
No, that's no base memory. What you would do is have her go into,
oh,
you know, control.
That's the thing. She's concerned about base memory versus.
In Windows 98 SE, that's of a concern, but not a major concern. The important thing is not to load anything in the config.sys or the autoexec.bat that you don't absolutely need. So unless she's planning on running the CD. ROM, for example, in DOS mode,
right.
She doesn't need to load the drivers in the auto exec or the config.sys. That will save her base memory, because Windows has its own separate set of drivers. So she can rem them out, not delete them, but rem them out. So if she really does want them back, she can get them back.
She can just run MS config
and turn them off there.
Turn them off right there.
Very good. You guys are very tolerant.
Oh, no.
That's why we're here.
No, thank you for calling.
It's our play. Always, always a thrill to talk to you, Art.
Talk to you later.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Our next caller is Linda from Greece. Welcome, Linda. What's your question?
Hi. I think you know who I am. This is a Laker fan.
I knew that.
I've got a couple of questions. You answered some of them last night on the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A normal startup, I always get window installer message every time I turn on my computer. Why is that happening? It says window installer.
Windows.
Something tried to install and didn't finish?
Finish, yeah. It sounds like you tried to start installing something and didn't quite finish.
Yeah. And if I...
What does it say in the window installer window?
It doesn't say anything. It just says window installer. Then in the other corner it says cancel. Then it has a scroll bar. That's all it says.
Just a cancel and that's
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah. And then it has, you know, a scroll bar. You know.
Might, Linda, you might want to check in both the startup group and under MS Config to see if something is just trying to erroneously...
Okay, that's another thing. I went into normal startup. Remember last night you told me to clean out the registry for zone alarm?
Yeah.
Well, every time I start my computer up, it re-puts itself in there again.
What does?
The zone alarm stuff.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Well, I don't want zone alarm because I was told that was a problem I was having before.
You might want to check again there for... you know, in the startup group.
Yeah.
And in, you can still run MS Config under XP.
Yeah.
And make sure you go to the startup part of the, under MS Config
yeah.
and uncheck any zone alarm references
well,
in there.
That's what I do.
And also check in the startup group. When you go to programs, there's a startup group. Make sure that this erroneous program most likely is in there that's trying to give you the message at the beginning of startup. And also check there for any zone alarm startup.
In addition, under zone alarm itself, particularly if you have the newest version. If
I got 3.0.
If you right-click on the, when it's down in the corner there.
Yeah.
Right-click on that and select Restore Zone Alarm Control Center. You'll see three tabs. The third tab is Preferences.
Right.
Go into that and uncheck Load Zone Alarm at Startup.
Yeah. But what I did was I did that in a normal startup menu, okay?
But I'm saying you have to do it here, too. Otherwise, it'll start itself again anyway.
Yeah, okay. But now, is it better to use normal startup or selective startup?
Well, if you use selective startup, you can pick what programs run at startup. If you run normal startup, they all start.
Which is better? I mean, you know.
I'm sorry, I can't determine that for you. Only you can.
Each,
okay.
So the difference is, if you select normal startup, everything starts.
Right.
If you select selective startup, then you determine what starts.
Which
okay.
is usually a diagnostic method
kind
trying to figure out what's
yeah.
wrong.
Okay.
Or some folks will sit there and because of what they're going to be working at will selectively say, okay, yeah, today I'm going to do a selective because I only want to load this, this, and this
yeah.
of what I'm working at.
Okay.
So that's why we can't always say
yeah, okay.
blanketly.
You know, there's no such thing as better.
Yeah, on selective startup, though, I did both. I get something that says Windows cannot connect to the eSupport button hardware. What is that?
That sounds like something that came with your machine. What is...
I mean, you know, either way, something always, you know, either I get window installer or I get the eSupport button and I get, you know... So.
Well, it might be trying to install eSupport.
What is that?
Well, who made your machine? What brand is your machine?
Dell. The Dell Dimension.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's the big Dell E.
It's that big Dell E support. They have their own support software that they want
yeah.
to load. It sounds like when you bought the machine, whoever installed it at Dell didn't install that software correctly, and now it's trying to reinstall itself over and over and over again. But if the software got deleted without being installed, it's going to try to install it and can't do anything. Because it's no longer there.
What do I do?
Well, I don't know at this point.
Well, the thing of it is...
If you can, wipe and restore your hard drive.
Well, but that loses everything you already got.
But, no, you can always try reinstalling the E software and then going back to the
yeah.
and remove and uninstalling it.
Yeah. Dave, remember I had Windows Home and then I had Windows Professional for that, remember?
Right.
Okay, now...
Which I still don't understand.
Well,
Linda, we need... This will be like... We really have to take a break pretty soon, so get quick.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I apologize, but we
yeah.
need to take a break.
Okay.
Okay, you done?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. We do have to take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the buttons, me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's longest running but apparently fairly abrupt radio show, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
At the heart of every Subaru is the company's commitment to build vehicles that take you where you want to go safely and comfortably, regardless of roads or weather. At the heart of every Subaru from Doyle Subaru is their commitment to put you in a vehicle that fits your needs, is fun to drive, and easy to own. At this area's fastest growing Subaru dealer, right now, Doyle is making deals that'll make you purr. Take the fully redesigned 2003 all-wheel drive Forester X, loaded with power, air conditioning, airbags, 5-speed, ABS, and more. It's now available for only $19,485. How about the convenience of the 2002 Outback Wagon? Works like a truck, but drives like a dream. Loaded to go, it's yours for only $20,400. Remember, Subaru is now offering 1.9% financing for 24 months on many of the most popular selected models. Prices quoted do not include title tax and tax. From Forester to Outback, Legacy, Limited, and Impreza, SUVs, wagons, and sedans. You'll always get more for your money at Doyle Subaru, where service after the sale is second to none. Doyle Subaru, part of the Doyle family of fine vehicles. Ridge Road, Webster.
It's sports and opinion. It's Bob Matthews. Weeknights at 6 on Rochester's Sports Leader. News Radio 1180 WHAM.
How do successful business people stay successful? By always looking for ways to serve their customers better. That's why Gene Mazzola from Mazzola Insurance turned to Roadrunner Business Class.
Our whole claim to fame at Mazzola Insurance is the ability to provide quotes at a very, very fast rate. Roadrunner helps us do this. We're growing so quickly because of Roadrunner.
Mazzola Insurance switched to Roadrunner Business Class, and they're glad they did.
I heard that Roadrunner Business Service was so good from all of the people that I do business with that that's where we went, and we're very satisfied.
Now, you know, with Roadrunner Business Class, you can get help from a real live person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Gene, what about cost?
One of the important things about running a business is that you've got to run a tight ship. Roadrunner Business Class service and its very reasonable cost fits right within our budget.
Why don't you get connected to Roadrunner Business Class today? Call 1-866-756-FAST.
Roadrunner really does its job. Roadrunner gives us the edge over our competition.
50,000 watts. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
Indeed, welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And we are talking to Victor from Rochester. Welcome, Victor. What's your question?
That sounds funny. Victor from Rochester.
Well, first, I want one of the CDs.
All right.
All right. Then stay on the line when we're done, and Rob will take some information and give you further directions.
Okay. My question is on disc cleanup.
It's a very good choice, by the way.
Well, thank you. On disc cleanup, is there a way I can set it up so that it will either run by itself when I shut or turn the computer on?
Yeah, in the system scheduler.
Okay, how do I do that?
You can schedule a task.
Oh.
Well, but that won't run it at startup or shutdown. It will run it at a specific time of the day.
Right.
What about startup or shutdown?
If you want it to happen at startup, mm-hmm. there you can put it into the auto exec or the Windows startup. But if you want it to happen at shutdown, then the only thing you can do is download one of the many utilities that let you run a program at shutdown.
Oh.
That is not provided by Windows.
Oh, all right.
As a feature.
There's some great tools. If you go to PCWorld.com, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of utilities and programs that you can download from them free that'll cover the whole gamut.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you. And stay on the line, and Rob will talk to you. Our next caller on live here is Hans from Dansville. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm well, I think.
Okay.
Listen, I have a slight problem over here.
Yeah?
When I shut down my computer and restarted it, it started normally and all that, except for one error message. And but the screen, including the wallpaper and a whole bunch of the icons of the software that I had loaded, disappeared. Now, they are available in the start button,
yeah,
you know, in the pull-down list. But when I try to open up, all the files have disappeared. I run Windows 2000 professional, and there is an file that I use, a folder that I use, you know, my file.
My documents, yeah.
Documents, and all that has disappeared.
What was the error? Now, does this happen now every time you restart?
Yeah.
And what is the error message?
The error message says spool, S-P-O-O-L, S-V, dot exec, you know, E-X-E.
Yeah.
Has generated errors, and well, and will be closed by the Windows. You need to restart this program. An error log is being generated.
Spool 32.
What
is
virus
the
program
spool
are you running?
Norton.
And it's up to date?
Yes. And I have it scheduled every other day, you know.
What the operating system are you running?
2000.
Yeah, it's apparently a general security issue. The spool 32 error happens a lot.
Yeah, it's a security issue, and there is a spot on Microsoft's.
I log on as the administrator, okay, and that takes and it loads up, you know, like normal. But in the end, the best way to explain it, I guess, I'm in the virgin state of when the computer arrived. All that I did on it is gone.
Hans, in other words, if you log on as administrator, you see all the icons?
Yes.
But when you log on...
Except the icons that for the software that I loaded.
All your programs are gone, even as administrator.
Yeah, but out of the start menu, those are still present.
Yeah. It is a spool SV error. There is a way to fix it on Microsoft's website.
Well, I lost all the internet connections as well. I lost my total profile.
Okay, here's the problem. It's like two pages of information. I can't give it to you here. What you're going to need to do is to go to a friend's house. We will put the link on for Spool SV on our website. You need to go to a friend's house, print out the pages from Microsoft's site, and then go home and do this stuff. It involves the registry, so if you're not comfortable with that, you're going to have to bring it somewhere and talk to them about it. But I'll put it on during the break, which we're going to take right now. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
March. My son Brian needed glasses for school, so I figured, why spend money at one of those eyeglass shops when I can just get a pair off the rack at the grocery store? Brian, honey, come here. Show Aunt Marge your new glasses.
Okay, Mom.
Over here, dear. You're getting closer. Oh, try and follow Mommy's voice.
Hey, school will be tough enough on Brian. Get him what he really needs at Empire Vision's Back to School Sale. From now until the end of September, they're practically giving away eyeglass contact lens packages for only $95. The eyeglass package includes frame, safe, lightweight polycarbonate single vision lenses, and a one-year breakage warranty. Or scope out the disposable contact lens package with a complete eye exam, professional comfort fitting, plus two six-packs of daily wear disposable lenses, and a follow-up visit for just $95.
No, Brian. Over here. Watch out for the lamp.
Make sure your kids look good and see even better. Get more for your eyes at Empire Vision.
Bold.
daring, inspiring. Of all the thrilling lines on the Nissan Altima, this may be the most interesting. The bottom line at the Nissan National Sales Event. Now is an extraordinary time to buy the Nissan Altima. Thoughtfully equipped with automatic transmission, the 2002 Altima 2.5S is just $18,999. From its awesome 175-horsepower engine in the front to the stylish jewel taillights in the back, Altima is the cure for the common car. See your Nissan dealer now and get the bottom line. $18,999 for the car selected as 2002 North American Car of the Year. Now that's a beautiful thing. Hurry, Altimas are going fast, and that's the bottom line. The Nissan National Sales Event. MSRP excludes $540 destination charge, tax, title, license, and options. Dealer sets actual price. Awarded by 50 automotive journalists.
Who do you think you are? You're better than everyone else. Not just because you listen to talk radio. Oh, what's the freaking do?
Oh, you know the latest on the world and what's going on? The stock market. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Traffic. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Freaking Einstein over here. So much smarter than me. Yeah, just because I refill a mustard cup in a buffet line. I don't need to know the news or stock. I don't listen to talk radio. I got no time. Mustard is my life.
News Radio 1180 WHAM. It's not better radio. It's just better for you.
Oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Rochester's number one radio station is News Radio 1180 WHAM. This is where you get reliable, dependable news, weather, traffic, and sports, mixed with the best talk in town, with Beth and Chet and the Wham Morning News. Dr. Laura, Bob Lonsberry, Paul Harvey, Rush Limbaugh, the Wham 5 o'clock News Hour, Bob Matthews, and Michael Savage. Make no mistake, Rochester's news leader is News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hey everybody, this is Wham's nutritionist Liz Bonus, and back by popular demand, we bring you the Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, available in a wide variety of locations in our community.
Be sure to pick up Liz's Lighten Up newsletter, brought to you by Roberts Wesleyan College and Pinnacle Printing. Available at Unity Health Systems Women's Health Services at Wellstream, at Grassroots Shoes, Jefferson Road and the Frontier Commons, at Thelma's Mastectomy Boutique on Park Avenue, at the Craft Antique Co-op on Westridge Road, and at Agape Physical Therapy West Avenue in Brockport. The Wham 30-Minute Ticker, heard 14 times every market day. Brought to you by ESL Federal Credit Union. ESL, it's banking only better.
News Radio 1180, WHAM. In-depth team coverage to keep you informed. Rochester's news leader, 24 hours a day. Depend on it. Don't touch that dial, or you'll miss the important stuff. News Radio 1180, WHAM, Rochester.
I'm Pamela McCall.
The search will cover the house and the property.
Right now, the FBI and other law enforcement agencies are searching the former home of an Oregon man who's a suspect in the case of two missing teenagers. They vanished from their apartment complex in Oregon City last winter, and a man named Ward Weaver, known to the girls, has declared himself a suspect. Family and friends of the girls have asked police to dig up a concrete slab Weaver poured in his backyard soon after the girls disappeared. Progress at Oregon's Biscuit wildfire. It's been 70% contained.
We have higher humidity over most of the fire area, and that is helping the fire to lay down and allowing us to continue to make ground coverage very, very effective.
David Widmark is with the Northwest Interagency Coordination Center. Hepatitis A rears its head at a grocery store in Raleigh, North Carolina. Up to 7,500 shoppers may have been exposed after a worker in the bakery and deli area of the Harris Teeter supermarket was diagnosed with it. A special phone line's been set up to deal with it.
This is the Hepatitis A hotline. Wake County Human Services is offering immune globulin, a preventive treatment for Hepatitis A, to any customer who purchases innate food between August 10th and August 18th from the Deli restaurant at the Harris Theater in Cameron Village.
U.S. senators are the latest target in the FBI's search for the source of 9/11 information leaks. But Charles Tiefer, a law professor at the University of Baltimore, says the search is not classic FBI style.
In other matters, the FBI proceeds in a focused way. They have some specific allegation, and they go to the particular people who would have information about the specific the allegation, and they asked him, is it true or not? Are you involved or not?
A man wanted by the FBI reportedly has been detained by the Saudis. The FBI says Saad al-Rashid is suspected of associating with the 9/11 hijackers. CBS News terrorist consultant Raymond Tanter says the case is bound to get bigger.
The Saudis will try to keep this al-Rashid case as quiet as possible and let it die out. But now Interpol is involved, the American press is involved.
President Bush is nearing the end to 3 days of fundraising in western states, marred by street protests. That is, he offered an arm's-length endorsement to California's scandal-plagued Republican candidate for governor. Speaking at a fundraiser for Bill Simon, Mr. Bush spoke about two key issues.
The economy is on my mind, and so is the defense of our homeland. And it would be on your mind, too, if you saw what I saw on a daily basis, which is a continued threat to our country.
The physician who invited TV viewers to watch her battle with cancer has died. Dr. Marnie Rose was 28. This is CBS News.
The next time you take time out to be with the most important people in your life, we'd like to be there. Redwood Creek, a Chardonnay slow-pressed for a full, long, lingering taste. Because what our winemaking tradition has taught us is the importance of taking time. Redwood Creek, because good things take time. Fry Brothers Vineyards, Modesto, California.
Do you have good credit?
I'll say. I've got tons of credit cards.
Maybe more than you think. Like those old cards you don't use anymore. Even if you cut them up, they could still be showing up on your credit report.
So what do I do?
Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to check them out. See what else is in your credit report and get 30 days of our credit check monitoring service free.
Sounds great.
It is. And it's fast, easy, and online at freecreditreport.com.
Good afternoon at 104. I'm Rob Linton with the Wham News Update. At least five Rochester area men are claiming that a retired Rochester priest molested them some 30 years ago. The men tell the Democrat and Chronicle that Father Francis Vogt molested boys while serving at St. Bridget's Church in the city of Rochester. An Orleans County teenager was sentenced yesterday for the murder of his father. A judge ruled that 14-year-old Timothy Adams will serve 6 years to life for the murder of Angelo Adams. The boy claims he killed his father after years of abuse. A Pittsburgh man has been indicted on charges surrounding a fatal DWI car crash. 41-year-old James Risch is charged with 12 counts, including second-degree manslaughter. He's accused of being drunk behind the wheel of a car that slammed into the back of another vehicle, killing 79-year-old James Finnegan of Fairport and 69-year-old Geraldine Navratil of Brighton. A Penfield man accused of molesting children will now face charges in Syracuse. Joseph Trapp allegedly abused several children, giving them gifts in exchange for sexual favors. The case in Syracuse involves young elementary school children. We'll have a check of radar weather next. Wham News Time, now 105.
Get in, sit down, and buckle up, because when it comes to news coverage, we don't slow down for anybody. News Radio 1180, WHAM.
This is it, the one time of the year when the guaranteed low price goes even lower. It's Dorschel's annual clearance event, and it's going on right now. I know, you've heard this all before, right? But maybe not, because during this clearance event, Dorschel is offering a risk-free rebate guarantee. And here's how it works. If the vehicle you purchase has a $3,000 rebate, and the manufacturer increases that rebate to $4,500 between now and the end of the year, Dorschel will write you a check and make up the difference. That's it. Dorschel is guaranteeing you that you'll receive the maximum manufacturer's rebate on your vehicle until the end of 2002. Dorschel's risk-free rebate guarantee is good on all remaining 2002s in inventory at all Dorschel locations. Prior sales are excluded, and you must take delivery before August 31st, 2002. See our ads in the DMC for details. It's definitely the best deal of the year, and it's definitely only at Dorschel. Risk-free rebate guarantee is for manufacturer-to-consumer rebates only and excludes APR and manufacturer-to-dealer programs.
Don't let a broken radiator hose leave you stranded. If you can't remember the last time you replaced the hoses on your car, get to AutoZone and do it today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Here is WHAM's radar weather through the rest of today. It looks like temperatures will make it into the 70s. We'll have mainly cloudy skies, chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. Overnight, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Temperatures will be in the upper 50s to around 60. Sunday brings partly sunny skies with a shower or two. And Monday, we'll expect partly sunny skies with temperatures in the middle 70s. I'm meteorologist Mike Cameron for WHAM.
In studio, Rochester radar from News Source 13 showing some light showers right now over much of Monroe County and a band of heavier showers now moving over Yates County. Right now, downtown, light drizzle and 69 degrees. More sound bites on the way next. I'm Rob Linton on Rochester's news leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hey, Frank Lotsbury here. I'm at the Sleep City in Victor. Easy to find if I can just figure out how to tell you how to... the exit off the thruway and off 490 for Victor. Get on Route 96, going north. The first thing right there you'll see is it's across from the Hampton Inn. And if you are at Eastview Mall, go a little bit further east. It's a Sleep City. Now, it's price rollback month in August here, which means the extraordinary high-quality stuff. The biggest dealer, Serta products, for example. All their wonderful merchandise here is at great savings. Now listen, you're saying, Bob, it's Saturday. Yeah, it's Saturday, and it's raining most places to beat the band. So if they don't waste the day, come spend some of it here getting some good savings. Now listen, one benefit of a good bed, last night I slept on the floor. Oh, some cottage and some lake in the sleeping bag, kids singing songs, eating marshmallows. I wish I'd had one of these mattresses with me then. Yeah, I'm going to be here till 1, or rather till 3. Hope you'll stop out. It's the Sleep City in Victy. On News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back to America's longest running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or *1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
I love to listen to professional work.
Look, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And it sounds like Bob's vacation wasn't quite long enough.
Where's Vicky?
Yeah, he may be in Vic B. Who knows where he is, but that's good for him. We're back. We're going to go to the phones in just a moment, so if you're on the line, please hang on. And remember, if you are on the line, you can opt, because we still have a few left, opt to have a copy of Stopzilla, the pop-up killer, for your very own. It is a program that stops annoying pop-up windows. The really nice thing is that, like Zone Alarm does with certain websites, you can set this to allow or block certain pop-ups. So if there are places you go that have pop-ups you want, you can let them through.
Yep.
And it'll remember that for you. So it's a great product. If you don't get a free copy, it's only $30. But we do have some free copies left. So if you want one, it runs on Windows only. This version runs on Internet Explorer only. But if you want a copy, just let us know when you talk to us, and then stay on the line, and Rob will get to you.
If you really want it, tell him when he answers the phone the first time, and
he'll take your message. You
take
his message
then,
right,
yeah,
there. Sure, why not?
I'm going to beat him with his Mac.
Over the head?
Yes.
That works for me.
He's sitting there. For you folks, when we were off air, we were trying to figure, there's a great deal going on right now, and I know this is off the computers, but right now you can take the train.
Well, this is
to the New York State Fair. And he's pointing out how it's $1 for adults, 50 cents for senior citizens.
Sure, but you're... And
I'm
going to
beat him with his computer.
But you're not there yet. We do a poll every week on our website, soundbites.org. Last week's poll is about what web browser you use. 341 of you voted. That's wonderful.
Thank
I want to thank you. That is the second most we've ever had. The other one was a two-weeker, so I don't know that counts.
In fact, we beat a two-week poll, didn't we?
We beat a two-week poll, and we just missed beating a two-week poll. So thank you. 341 of you voted. What web browser do you use? 57% of you, the overwhelming majority, use Internet Explorer. Particularly since over the last couple of weeks we talked about all the holes in it. Maybe that's not a good thing, but you do. The next
it is for my business.
Exactly. Next highest, 15% of you use Netscape Navigator.
Yes.
11% of you use Opera. 9% of us use Mozilla. 4% of you use AOL. 1% of you, that's 4, use Galleon, which is the web browser for GNOME, the one of the GUI front ends for Linux.
Probably just Tony on 4 computers.
Tony on 4 different computers, exactly. 4 of you use Lynx.
Ooh.
Which is the text-only web browser that you can get for dang near every operating system on Earth. 1% or 4 of you use something else, and one vote, which probably is Tony, uses Conqueror, which is the KDE web browser. 341 of you voted, and I want to thank each and every one of you individually, but we don't have enough time. So thank you all just in and of yourselves. Our poll this week is a little bit different. We have an excellent question from our pal Abner Kravitz, who is one of the folks in our forums. And he wants to know what printer everybody uses. There's 10 or 11 choices here. I won't bother to go through them all. I want to apologize to Steve. I kept meaning to put Apple in there, but for some reason I didn't. And so you don't get that choice.
I have an Apple and a Tektronix, and neither of them are on the list.
Yes, right, neither of them are on the list. So you get to use other twice, I guess. So you can do that. And I see by the poll we have 83 votes already. Hewlett-Packard is well in the lead. 86 votes. Hewlett-Packard is still well in the lead. So get on our website, soundbites.org. You can vote in the poll. You can join our forums. And when you do, please tell us what city you're from so that we can put another pin in that map. And you can also buy stuff on our website and do all kinds of things. But remember, if you want Stopzilla, the pop-up killer, then you, I don't know if they call it that themselves, but it is Stopzilla.
They might want you to tag that.
It is a great program. I'm available, Scott, to tag that if you need me to. Our next caller is Frank from Rochester. Welcome, Frank. What's your question?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Hey, how are you?
I'll definitely take one of those programs.
Stay on the line, then.
I sure will. Quick question about a possible, I don't know, last week, or when we had the real high temperatures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I was getting a lot of blue screens on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
So I, it didn't show anything, any problem with the actual computer. What I did is I took the back off of the case, and the blue screens disappeared.
Okay.
So does that mean I might have to go to a bigger fan?
Or you just might want to add an additional fan in the back.
Okay.
Quite often, even the mid-tower cases, you can put extra what they call muffin fans or case fans. And there's usually an area where you can add an extra one, even in the front also. So you're drawing more air, in and out.
Okay.
If you're relying just on the power supply to suck it on out, that's usually not enough, especially with these, Pentium 4s net. They're running a lot faster, smaller chip. They're, the heat sinks, even the heat sink fans on those can't always do it. So you give it a little bit more help by putting in an extra case fan.
Have you heard anything good or bad about these new water-cooled cases?
Yeah, they're all the rage now. Yeah. They're super hot. Our frozen CPU friends can tell you all about them. They're supposed to be very cool. I haven't got one, but it's supposed to be very, very cool.
Okay, maybe I'll contact
them. That's really, back to the future, because the first computers were all water-cooled.
Right.
Stay on the line, Frank, and Rob will talk to you about Stopzilla, the pop-up killer. Apparently, I've gotten into that.
Yeah,
Drew from Rochester is our next caller. Welcome, Drew. What's your question?
Well, I've got a problem with my system restore on my Windows ME.
We're taking Dave's microphone away from him now.
I'm biting down on my mic cord.
Yeah, so he's biting on his mic cord. We're going to give him a bullet to bite on. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, what I've got is I keep getting a message. System restore is not able to restart, to create a restore point. Please restart your computer and then run a system restore again.
Mm-hmm.
I do and it doesn't. And so I went to the Microsoft knowledge base and I tried and I checked to make sure that the little box that wasn't supposed to be X'd was not X'd, so that it was not disabled. It wasn't. I went to it, and then I went into the computer a little bit where it said, told me to do another thing about MSC misconfig, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I checked those two out. They were checked, the two things. Now, then I went back, and now I've really blown it, I guess, because
sure. Just one quick question, though, for you.
Sure.
Just to kind of back up before we get too deep in here. When it came up and said, to do a system restore, Did it?
No, it didn't. It didn't say to. I just went in because there was something on the a program I had downloaded, and I thought maybe I'll do a system. I just deleted it.
Set a restore point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But have you tried going back in? If you go to let's see, start programs, accessories, system tools. There's a restore.
Well, what one thing I've done now, I went in and I put an X next to disk, just to see if that might be a solve a problem, and it didn't. I told it to put it, in other words, how shall I say it? I went into systems, and when the box came up, I said to disable system restore, and then I turned it back on, then I pressed it to... took the X off so that system restore was back on. Then, of course, I lost all my system restore points, which didn't matter.
So, see, what you should have done is when it first pops up, you can go into the restore and it presents you with a calendar. And you can go back.
Oh, yeah, I've got the calendar, but it won't do it. What a
restore
points were useless anyway.
Right, but now you're saying the problem is you can't create a new one.
I couldn't even create it when I had the
right.
I mean, I just don't know what's wrong. And I went into the message Microsoft...
knowledge base.
The support. And they've given me a long system of things to get into the registry of HK local machine system current control set services /VX...
Yeah.
Okay. It got to a point where it says... delay first RSPT, and there I can't even find that. In other words, it's telling me to change the delay first RSTP.
Right.
And I'm saying, I don't see that.
Delay first restore point. Well, that may be the problem. That may be what's missing.
Okay, how do I fix that?
Well, unfortunately, now you've got...
Okay, who do I bring it into?
Well, you may need to just reinstall ME on top of itself. And
you could try that because you're at no worse point.
System File Checker. Is that
so how do I do that?
System File Checker might do it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The problem is if that registry entry is missing...
Mm-hmm. It is, because it's not there.
Then you're going to have to restore it. The best way to do that, and I hate to tell you this, the best way to do that is to make a phone call to Microsoft. Explain to them that's missing. Explain to them what the problem is. They can send you a little file to double-click on that will put it back.
Oh, they can?
But only they can do that.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I wish I had an easier answer for you.
Okay,
but in this particular case, the problem is when it's a registry problem, you're looking at Microsoft, and I'm sorry. I hate to say that. We're going to take a quick break so we can flagellate ourselves back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the buttons, and me, Nick Francesco, on the world's greatest computer show, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hi, I'm Jeff Least, president of MicroWorks Computers, where our motto is old-fashioned service for a high-tech world. Old-fashioned in the way we greet you and how a live person answers your call. Old-fashioned by having long-term, knowledgeable employees who won't talk over your head. Old-fashioned by realizing that we need to exceed your expectations every time you do business with us. Judging from our repeat and referral customers during our 8 years in business, I think we've been successful in meeting those goals and growing into a multi-million dollar company. MicroWorks offers a large selection of in-stock parts, including Rochester's largest supply of cables and hard-to-find parts. We custom build systems, servers, and bare bones for business and home. We offer repairs including notebook repairs, virus removal, and data recovery. And we have outside technicians for network administration and other repairs. So give us a call at 271-0050 or stop by our stores at 793 South Goodman Street or our new location in the Winjeff Plaza at 3259 Winton Road South, or see us on the web at MicroWorks.com.
At 1 p.m., President Kennedy died.
Fate forced Robert F. Kennedy to become his own man. He fought against poverty.
Family of six lives in a room half the size of this.
He fought against the war.
How many more boys have to die before we see the folly in this?
But his biggest battle was with himself.
If I run, they say I'm an opportunist. If I don't run, they say I'm chicken.
RFK, an FX original movie. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific, only on FX.
If you believe that fast or new doesn't always mean better, If you believe in taking time with friends, then we have the perfect wine. Redwood Creek, a Chardonnay slow-pressed for a full, long, lingering taste. Because what our winemaking tradition has taught us is the importance of taking time. Redwood Creek, because good things take time. Fry Brothers Vineyards, Modesto, California.
Vendorsign. All the advantages of a new car for a used car price. Warranty, roadside assistance, scheduled maintenance on a used car. Sweet. It's Vendorsign Toyota's certified used. Vendorsign.
America's longest-running computer radio show is brought to you by the Alleman K. Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenfield Computer Services. This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or *1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linson.
And we're going to go back to the phones, but remember, if you want a copy of Stopzilla, the pop-up killer, it's a Thrilladilla, and I actually use it, and I like it very much.
Yes,
same here. Product, a very nice product. The folks at Stopzilla did a real good job. So if you want a copy, remember to say so, and we'll have Rob get your information. Now we are going to talk to Bill from Rochester. Welcome, Bill. What's your question?
How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm bad. I have a Roadrunner.
Yeah.
And I bought, well, I had two computers, and I bought a hub before.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're both wired. So I got rid of one of the PCs, and I got a laptop.
Yeah?
And so I went out and I bought a Linsky's wireless access point router.
Yeah.
And the guy told me, I talked to him like a half hour at the store, and he said all you got to do is like just basically plug it in. And then I got home and I looked at the instructions.
Yeah.
I'm not that great with computers to begin with, but there's some stuff on there which makes no sense to me.
Like what?
Well, the one thing is it says if you're using XP default interface, but if you're using the classic interface, which is with the icons,
yeah,
then you use a setup for 2000. Okay, so that would be like with the regular icons on a desktop, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then it says find out from like your like Roadrunner different things like who your IP is, if it's dynamic or if it's whatever.
Right, it's DHCP. You don't have to worry about that.
And, I mean, it's got like a whole bunch of, is there
99% of the time, all you have to do, and particularly here in Rochester, all you have to do is set it to be DHCP, plug it in.
Well, in there,
it's actually DHCP by default. So you plug the WAN port into your cable modem, right, or you plug the LAN port into your wired computer.
Right.
And it should work by itself.
If it was working, yeah, because you can get into what is it, infrastructure versus...
Right. Are you setting your laptop up to access wirelessly?
Right.
Then you have to...
Change.
In the laptop, you have to load the software, and it adds a little icon in your taskbar. You have to pick the base station from that menu, because there is possibility...
There should only be a one.
There should only be one there, but there's a possibility that you might have more than one if you're on a larger building. So you have to pick which base station you want to connect to.
That would be on the disk from Lansky?
No, that would be when you bring up your laptop.
The wireless card that you're putting in
the laptop. The wireless card that
laptop.
You're installing.
Right, it'll come up with a little window that says, here's your choices, which one do you want?
Oh, when I put it in?
Yep.
All right, and which one do I go with?
The theory is you only have one. But if you're in, like, for example, if you're in an office building, you may see more than one. If you're at home, you'll only see the one anyway.
Oh, okay. So it's not quite as hard as...
No, yeah, here's the deal. Set it in, put it all together and turn it on. And if it works, you win. And if it doesn't, then start playing. But 99% of the time, it's already set up to do what you need it to do.
One thing, though, you might want to do, because it is wireless, you know, don't start changing a lot of settings first. Get the laptop relatively close to the wireless hub just to, you know, test things out and then start moving it a distance away before you start going making changes and everything else, because like Nick said, for the, you should be able to hook it all up and sometimes you might have to turn it off and on a couple times just to get it to finally sync, but it should go without any changes.
Yeah.
Linksys also has a new product out that's really neat called the Power Line, and it puts Ethernet on top of your AC power signal so that if you want to put a computer in a remote part of your house or in another room, you don't have to string wires yourself. You just plug this into the AC, plug another one in the other room.
Yeah, they've been talking about doing that forever, and finally a couple of
they
companies
finally were. Yeah, they're up to 14 megabit.
But for what you need, you should just be able to plug it in and go.
Sounds good. I'll try it.
Okie doke.
Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Bill. Our next caller, and don't forget that, Stopzilla. Our next caller is Richard from Fairport. Welcome, Richard. What's your question?
Hi. Stopzilla would be appreciated if you have one.
Stay on the line.
Okay. I have a 98, Windows 98.
Yeah.
I tried putting in 128 more memory yesterday.
Yeah.
And I put it in the slot, buttoned everything up, put all the power back on. When I pushed the power button on the computer, all I got was a beep, a delayed beep. About every half second, it would start beeping.
Yep. Memory's not seated correctly.
The memory is not seated correctly.
Or it's bad.
Or it's the wrong memory.
Okay. Well, it was supposed to be for the PC-100, and then I took the new one out and left the 64 in there,
mm-hmm.
buttoned it all up again. It did the same thing.
Hopefully you didn't short it out.
I hope not.
There's a couple of things that could be going on here. One is that in putting in the new memory,
yeah.
you accidentally knocked the old memory, and it's not seated correctly anymore.
Okay.
In fact, if you seated the other chip, the other stick or two sticks or whatever you got, correctly, it may be that in doing so you knocked out the first one and that the other two were fine and the first one got knocked out.
Okay.
So what you want to do is open it back up and make sure that the 64 meg chip is seated correctly.
Seated.
Yeah, you can test it without putting the cover back on.
Okay.
Yeah, and in fact, that's when it actually works. You get punished for hubris, for believing that you did it right and therefore buttoning up the case. It will not work that way. You have to run it to am I right?
Yeah. That's a bench rule.
You never put the case on until after you've checked it.
Even when you do, sometimes just to spite you, if it works fine, then you button it up, it'll stop
come
working.
Loose.
I have a system that will not work with the case on.
Oh, my goodness.
If I leave the case off, it's my Linux box. It works perfectly.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'll give it a try and
read
it and see if that works.
Thank you, Richard.
Appreciate
Stay on the
it.
Line.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes, Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, and each and every one of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Tired of constantly having your computer lock up on you? Have you experienced the infamous blue screen of death? Or is your computer just running too hot? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need FrozenCPU.com. FrozenCPU.com, a local internet-based company specializing in customized PC cases and products for cooling your overheated computers. FrozenCPU.com, considered by many the mecca for modified cases and cooling products. They have a huge selection of some of the premium cases available, ranging from Cooler Master and Li & Li to their famous Blizzard system, as well as cutting-edge coolants water-cooled cases. FrozenCPU.com cases start at only $99, including a 350-watt power supply. In addition to being your case headquarters, FrozenCPU.com also specializes in cooling your overheated computer. They carry top-of-the-line heat sinks like Thermalright, Alpha, SwiftTech, and all the fans you could ask for. FrozenCPU.com, your case and cooling system headquarters. Remember, it's not what your computer can do for you. It's what you can do to your computer.
Clark here for Nuvim. That's N-U-V-I-M, the revolutionary new dietary supplement. You know, I drink my Nuvim every day to help build my immune system, support muscle flexibility, and promote sturdy joints. Now, I asked you to tell me why you like Nuvim, and here's what I heard.
Hi, Dick. Tony Gennaro. I'm a physician in New Jersey. I've been using Nuvim for about 6 months. I have more energy.
I just feel more restful and comfortable.
My favorite flavor is strawberry vanilla. Love strawberry vanilla.
I'm a first-time mom at age 42, and I drink Nuvim because, boy, do I need the energy.
My skin is better. My hair is better.
Call 1-866-90-NUVIM. Tell us what Nuvim has done for you. If we use your comments, you could win a 45-day supply of Nuvim. In the meantime, look for Nuvim in the refrigerated juice section of supermarkets and convenience stores. Be healthy and energetic. Drink Nuvim.
You'll love how you feel.
Shepherd Ford has been keeping their promises for over 50 years. We offer more than just a lot packed with new and used cars and trucks. Shepherd Ford can offer outstanding rebates and those unbeatable prices you are looking for. But most importantly, Shepherd Ford is known for our personalized attention. We take care of our customers. So when you're ready for great service and great prices, you're ready for Shepherd Ford. Shepherd Ford, 50 years of selling Fords, 50 years of doing it right. Routes 5 and 20 in Canandaigua.
So, we're on for carpool in the morning. Then there's soccer practice at 2, band practice at 4, the tutor at 6.
Back to school time again. That means a lot of driving your kids around. As you're planning out your busy driving schedule, make sure to schedule some time for safety. And that starts with your tires. Remember, improperly inflated tires can lead to accidents. So take a minute and check them out.
Take care of your tires. They take care of you. Learn more at safetrip.org. Brought to you by your State Attorney General and State Office of Consumer Protection.
Do you feel like your debt problems are beyond help? Now there's a nonprofit organization that can help you reduce your monthly payments as much as 50%. It's called Ameridebt. Ameridebt can help reduce or even eliminate your interest rates, and they'll consolidate your bills into one lower monthly payment. If you have more than $2,000 in debt, call Ameridebt now for a free debt consultation. Not available in all states. Call 1-888-525-4440. That's 1-888-525-4440.
Is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hi there, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And we have just one, that's one and only one copy of, are you ready? Say it with me, Stopzilla, the pop-up killer.
No, I can't say it as good as you.
Available for you. And
good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And we have only one copy, so if you want it, speak up. The first person to ask gets it. And now, this guy probably won't want it because he's not going to want to come to the Wham studios to pick it up because we are going to talk to David from somewhere in the wilds of Pennsylvania. David?
Hi, guys.
Where in Pennsylvania are you?
I'm about 25 miles due south of Elmira.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
It's off of 15?
No, sir. Closer over on Route 14, really.
Oh, okay. Yep, I know.
Yeah, it's really not that. You know, I'm in New York every week to do shopping, but Elmira is quite close to the border.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Hey, guys, you're right about that. I'd love to get that Stopzilla, but you're right. It's about 2.5 hours up to Rochester from here.
Right. You probably just, you know, spend the $30 in gas and just spend the $30 online at Stopzilla.com and get your own copy.
I agree. Hey, I got kind of a two-part question. Not a two-part question. Two questions, one on Linux and one on Windows. And I'd like to do the Linux first.
You may.
I actually, let me give you 30 seconds of background on me. I'm not a sophisticated user. It's only been about a year or two I've been off web TV. And don't laugh too loud.
No,
when I got off web TV, I went directly to Linux. I never had.
Wow! Used...
Whoa!
God bless you,
man!
David.
Easy, guys. Easy, easy.
No, that's great.
We commend you.
Okay. No, since I've gotten into Windows, but I spent about a year steadily, and this will bring it down a little bit for you, with Red Hat, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I started with Red Hat. I had, you know, naturally Linux is difficult, and it took a while to get going on it, but it went very well. I was using Red Hat 6.2.
Yep.
Now, more recently, like in the last week or two, I figure I'm ready to make the big move. I'm going up to SUSE Pro 7.3.
Okay.
Boy, did I bomb.
Okay? Yeah, yeah.
And here's what happened. And if you know, you guys might not know this because it's a very SUSE specific question, but if you do know, it would be a help. Apparently, SUSE has made a corporate decision with regard to S3 video cards.
Mm-hmm.
If you have one, they don't want you as a customer. Do you guys have any input for me at all on that?
Yeah, I got something you're not going to want to hear.
Go ahead.
Get rid of SUSE.
You're right.
Really? Okay.
You know, yeah. I'm not. I hate to say this, but you're right. It's a great distribution, but you're right, it doesn't seem to work. I've been looking into this for a couple other people, and you're right, they just don't seem to care about S3 Video, which is a little silly from my point of view.
It's very popular.
You'd think X11 would just simply work, because X is X. But for some reason, it doesn't very well. Red Hat is terrific. I have recently begun using a product called Debian.
I heard of it, yeah.
What I really like about Debian, I love Red Hat. I'm a big Red Hat fan. But what I really like about Debian is a thing called apt-get. I started out by downloading the two boot disks to install Debian all over the Internet. Once I was done, I had the stable version of Debian, which is fine, but it's older stuff.
I understand.
They have a second version called testing and a third version called unstable.
I understand.
As time goes along, they move from unstable. As it gets stable, they move it to testing.
As they get the bugs out.
So what I did with a single command using apt-get, I changed my distribution from stable to testing, downloaded and installed all the pieces, and never had to reboot.
Amazing.
I'm very impressed by Debian. As much as I truly love Red Hat, I am not a fan of RPM package management. I love apt-get and the Debian package manager.
Well, okay, I'm grateful for that, and I'm especially grateful for your answer with regard to SUSE, because what I thought might be going on, because I'm not that sophisticated a user,
mm-hmm.
I thought that perhaps everyone was doing in the Linux world what they were doing to me, which, I mean, it was just a horrible experience. You know, you'd get all through the installation, and of course it wouldn't work because the X server wasn't working.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it just stunk out loud. So would I be correct to assume that if instead of having upgraded to the SUSE, if I had just stayed with Red Hat, that they would not...
You'd be fine.
They would not think me unworthy simply because I happen to choose S3?
Exactly. In fact, S3 is a pretty hot little video chipset.
I would
suggest either stick with Red Hat, or if you're going to play with a new distribution, play with Debian, because although things... And, of course, if you're a Red Hat user, things end up in a different place.
Okay, guys, let me jump to the Windows question, okay?
Yeah.
Having been at one time a user of Web TV, I do have a certain appreciation for minimal surfing, and
sure.
With Windows, I've actually found I was able to do something I couldn't even do with Linux. That doesn't mean that more sophisticated people couldn't do it, but I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And that is to get a really minimal yet highly functional surfing scheme up.
Yep.
And I'd like to tell you what I'm using. It'll only take me a moment, and then maybe you guys could give me your input.
Yeah.
What I found worked, you know, like under 80 megs. And work well is the combination of Microsoft Internet Explorer 5.5 and Windows 95 OSR 1. That is a legal combination. OSR 1, when it was originally, you know, that was distributed before Gates discovered the Internet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And therefore, he did not bundle in any kind of browser.
Right.
And so when you go to install MSIE 5.5, there's nothing to save. You know, otherwise, what it does, it saves your old browser, and of course, that just uses up space,
right.
Which is useless and stupid. And if you try to use OSR 2, there's already a browser there, which creates that problem when you go to upgrade it.
Right.
You're looking for a minimal footprint kind of, you know, like a Web TV substitute. You know, Web TV is very minimal.
The smallest footprint I've seen under Linux is Linux running a presentation manager called IceWM and a web browser called Dillo, short for Armadillo.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I'm looking for a full-featured browser, though. Well,
it seems to have everything I've ever wanted.
Okay.
That all runs under 32 meg.
Yeah, I mean, I've run the little Opera browser, 362,
right.
under Windows 3.11. But what happens is that you get into certification problems, and you know it hits.
The new version doesn't have that. Neither does Mozilla.
Okay.
They both work pretty well, both under Windows and Linux.
Could you say that one more time, please?
Mozilla. Which is different from Stopzilla, the pop-up killer.
I got you. Did you say the new version of Opera?
The new version of Opera.
Oh, I agree.
Sure.
But the problem is that it's not small. I mean, Opera 362 you can fit on a floppy disk.
Right. Check out Dillo, D-I-L-L-O, short for Mozilla. You'll find it on, short for Armadillo. You'll find it on the net. It's small, but it seems to be fairly full-featured.
I have never been able to configure Linux under about 200 megs. I guess I just don't know how to do it.
Well, it depends on what you need to load. I mean, when you start Linux, it's automatically going to start things like send mail and a whole bunch of other stuff.
I did a custom install, but I still, you know, I'm just not smart enough to know what all those packages are. There's hundreds of them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're talking about putting them on the disk, or you're talking about running them?
I'm talking about putting them on the hard drive.
Okay. Yes. You want to do a super... Well, if you're going to run a... Yeah.
That's the reason Windows 95 was so easy. I mean, you do a custom install on that, and it's understandable.
Right.
And there's only maybe, you know, 30 choices.
Right. If you're looking for real simple and small for an old machine, go to freedos.com. And check out their DOS.
That's DOS, though.
Well, you know what I'm saying is, at some point, the minute you start adding a graphical user interface, you start building up a little disk space.
Hey, I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, David. We appreciate it. Our next caller, Mike from Spencerport. Welcome, Mike. What's your question? Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
I am. I'll take that last copy.
You got it.
All right, that'll work. I heard you mention Zone Labs. I use their firewall. Is that halfway decent?
Zone Alarm?
Yeah.
No, it's
Zone
more.
Alarm, right?
It's way more than halfway decent.
Okay, because it's the free version.
It's all the way to decent.
Yeah.
All right, and that's what it sounded like you were saying, because it sounded very like you were approving of it. Now,
I'm looking at it right now.
The only problem is that Windows XP has its own firewall built in, and they fight with each other unless you turn XP's off.
Oh, I don't have that. So
right,
I
there you go.
98.
Yeah, no, we were talking. The other call that you heard was specifically against relative to XP.
Right. Yeah, we love Zone Alarm here.
Okay, how about Gator now? Is that something that I should worry about? Somebody's telling me somebody could break in and take all your information.
It breaks in. It's spyware. Get rid of it.
Get rid of the Gator?
Yes, and the way you do that is by using a product called AdAware. You can find a link to that on our website, soundbites.org. Okay. Go down to the lower right of the screen. You'll have to scroll, I'm afraid. You'll see a link that says, I heard a website on your show, Ellipsis. Go there and down on the right, there's a right-hand column that's all of the files alphabetically. Look for AdAware. Download both it and Ref Update, which is the update manager for it, just like your antivirus program has an update manager.
Okay.
AdAware has an update manager. So you run that first, get the latest updates, and then run AdAware.
Okay, I love that Gator, but it's not worth it, huh?
No, it really isn't. Well, run this thing and get rid of all the AdAware stuff it adds in, and see if Gator still runs.
Okay.
Okie doke?
Okay.
And remember, stay on the line for the final available copy of Stopzilla, the pop-up killer. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbite, 1180 WHAM. Rocky, pay attention when I'm talking to you.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
What's going on in Washington with prescription drugs and Medicare?
I'll tell you what's going on. It's too much politics, not enough results.
It's tough sorting out the politics when it comes to prescription drug coverage. Seniors know Congressman Tom Reynolds is protecting them. He voted for Medicare prescription drug coverage for all seniors. The Reynolds plan reduces out-of-pocket drug costs by up to 70%, provides complete protection against catastrophic drug costs, and let seniors and their doctors, not bureaucrats, decide what medicines they need. Democrats, they're playing politics with Medicare, scaring seniors. Their scheme rations life-saving drugs and provides no benefits until 2005. Congressman Reynolds' plan is simple, affordable, and provides benefits immediately with options to choose the best plan for you. Call Congressman Reynolds at 716-634-2324. Thank him for voting to add prescription drug coverage to Medicare. Paid for by the 60 Plus Association.
Hey, friends, Lonsbury here at the beautiful Sleep City location in Victor. Easy to find. You get off 490 or you get off the thruway in Victor, just get on Route 96, go a little bit north. We're right there, across from Hampton Inn. And I'll be hanging out here till 3. I'd be thrilled to say hello to you. I'd be far more thrilled if you and your family had a chance to look at the extraordinary Serta products for which Sleep City is so well known. Listen, the guy who owns the place is here, and he's talking to folks about their comfort. And you say, oh, my gosh, Serta, Sleep City, such like that. The products are very affordable. There's an entire line, and so your needs will be met. You even have one futons here. Now listen, August is price rollback with Serta and Sleep City, meaning that this is the time they change the fabric coverings on the new mattresses being made. You can get great savings on last year's fabric. It's Sleep City in Victor on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet. These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
You know, shockingly, it's true. We are Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And we're talking to Dick from Pittsburgh. Welcome, Dick. What's your question?
Hello.
Hey, hi, Dick. What's up?
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Love your show. Finally got a problem that I can call you about here.
Okay.
I've got a Pavilion 8560C. I'm having a lot of problems with it, so I finally run the recovery disk on it. And when I was through with the recovery disk, the system locked up on me, and I had to shut it down manually and restart. But since it's restarted, it won't recognize anything. My graphics is at 16 colors. I cannot change it. And it's 640 by 480 pixels.
What it sounds like happened, Dick, is when you inserted the recovery disk, whatever the problem was, whether it's a bad disk or just a glitch during that moment, it didn't finish installing everything.
Right.
One of the things that it looks like it didn't install was the correct video driver.
Right. I've tried to reinstall the drivers, too. I've got disk 2 with that, that you can install the rest of the drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried to install the drivers, and I still have the same problem with it. And the modem, it wouldn't detect the modem.
Have you tried doing a full from your recovery disk, do a free, a full reinstall?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's what he did when he.
But I thought he said it locked up on him though when he was trying to do it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Did you try it again?
Yeah. Yes, I tried it again.
And the same thing happened.
And it didn't lock up, but Windows will come up, but it just won't recognize anything. I was wondering, could that be damage to the hard disk?
No, not likely. Sometimes on the HP Pavilions, you more or less got to go in and force it. In other words, if you've got that disk, you can go to like the display and say reinstall drivers. In other words, you go into the control panel, you click on, you're running Windows 98?
Yes.
Okay, if you go into System, under the control panel, you go on the Device Manager, you'll see plus signs next to all the devices. If you click on the one for the video, and then right-click on your particular video card and say, Properties. Open that up. There's a tab there that you can then reinstall the video drivers. It'll ask you, okay, where are they? And you can point it to the CD and see if it'll reinstall them from there.
Yeah, I tried that too.
And what happened when you tried that?
It would. seemed to go through, but the computer still would not recognize anything. Wouldn't it boot it back up, still get the same problem.
And it won't let you increase the resolution or the number of colors?
No.
It's definitely, yeah. What you might want to do, does it think it's got a particular video card in there, or just does it say standard video card?
It says a standard PCI adapter, and then when you click on the arrow, it also says default monitor Intel R810 graphics.
Yeah, but I don't care about the monitor, but up at the video card, it says standard graphics card?
Yes.
Yeah, what it sounds like is it didn't recognize the card at all. Is this card built into the motherboard, or is it separate?
It's built in.
Yeah, it's proprietary. It's right on the motherboard.
Have you tried removing the card in Device Manager and letting it redetect
it?
Yeah, I did that too, yeah.
And it redetected it as generic.
Right.
Go to their website and download a new video driver?
But if it doesn't recognize that it's got the card,
it doesn't recognize the modem, so I can't dial out it.
Are you sure the restore disk is for this exact model computer?
Yes, it is.
Without seeing it, hit the play around.
It could be a bad disk, or it could indeed be.
Well, I've got a new set too that I tried to reinstall off the new set, and.
What, that HP sent you?
Yes.
For that model?
Right.
Yeah, without seeing it, you know, it's...
It sounds... Well, see, but doggone it, I don't trust coincidence. But it sounds like there's something not right with the video card. Now,
and the modem.
It could be. I would check the BIOS and see if the video card is detected in the BIOS. Or if onboard video has been turned off, which would leave you only with the generic video.
Mm. Okay.
But I'd start there and see where that takes me.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm sorry, I realize it's not the answer you wanted to hear, but it's a place to start anyway. Let us know what happens. Our next caller, Justin from Rochester. Welcome, Justin. What's your question?
Hey, thanks for your time, guys.
Sure.
Just a quick follow-up comment to one of your panel members. I was just wondering, XP's on my to-do list at some point in the next month. I'm going to upgrade. You said about the firewall within the OS? Or
mm-hmm. Yes.
Does it have settings for me to play with, or is it just automated as it comes and you can't mess with it, or... Like, how does that work?
It's just plain vanilla. It's either on, off, and... It's like anything else. They're just throwing that little program in there, but not a heck of a lot of tools, versus if you were to get, an actual firewall, Linksys firewall and that type of stuff.
Okay. Just wondering about... this is a spyware question. Normally when I'm outside my safe zone, I disable my ActiveX and my downloads, etc. On this particular occasion, I can't swear that I did. I was in a cyber chat, and some people were ripping on Comet Cursor.
Oh, yeah.
So just for a giggle, I didn't download anything. I just went to the splash page of the website, just looked at it, and, closed the browser. And sure enough, a few days later,
mm-hmm.
I was just messing around with my programs, and the Comet Cursor,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how the heck it got in there. I mean...
You need to uninstall it. First, you need to download Adaware. We've already talked about that. Download that and run it. That will turn off Comet Cursor. Then go uninstall it.
Okay.
It's a great idea. I mean, conceptually, it's a great idea. What it does, for those of you who don't know this program, is it lets you have different cursors. So, for example, if you go to the Dilbert website, you can run Comet Cursor and you get a little Dilbert face as the cursor. So it's kind of cute, and it gives you that added little thing that, God forbid you just browse the web for information. So you have to have, entertainment. So it gives you that little extra thing. The problem is it's spyware.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it's running on your system, it's sending all your clicks and everything you type back to the folks at Comet Cursor, which stinks, frankly.
It's an invasion of privacy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, mechanically, though, I didn't download or launch an executable. Is that something?
If you were in the trusted zone, Windows can. This is one of the things that Microsoft just fixed in this latest fix they put out.
Okay.
Microsoft's browser is, of course, integrated deeply into the operating system, which means that in the background, as an invisible task, programs can download whatever they want in the background and run them.
Oh, my goodness, wow.
And if you go to a website, it can load a JavaScript that tells something to happen.
Yeah. Right.
Just in by going case, to their website.
In this case, you went to their website, and then invisibly in the background, it downloaded Comet Cursor for you.
Or just like the JS no close.
This is why many of us run Mozilla.
Just one follow-up. Forgive me for
very asking. Quick.
I'm actually in New Hampshire. Can it send like passwords or just like your websites that you visited to?
Anything you type, it can send.
Yep.
Okay. Personal?
Are you actually picking us up in New Hampshire?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
Okay.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. Our next caller, Dave from Ontario. Welcome, Dave. What's your question?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, sir.
Quick question. My daughter called me up last night from, here's a Dell down at college.
Yeah.
And she just was going to start to print something, and the message came up and said it was out of memory. She's got 128 megs of memory in this thing.
Yeah.
She's probably got a virus, most likely.
Before she left a week ago, I got darn antivirus is on the system. I updated it. I scanned it. I set it to scan and update.
If she's scanning a really big picture, she's trying to print a really big picture.
No, it's just a small graphic. It's not really huge.
Then I would have her update and scan again. That is one of the symptoms of one of the viruses, and I would start there. I'm sorry, Dave, but it's very easy in college to catch a virus, and I would check that. We're done. What am I saying, my next caller? We're done. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton for keeping us straight on the track as our producer. We will be back here next Saturday. Thanks to the folks at Stopzilla, the pop-up killer. And we'll see you next Saturday on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.